Welcome to Library Lines, a podcast about the Sussex County Library System. We're your hosts, Jerry Galante.
And Regina Bone.
And today is our first episode. We are introducing Library Lines to the public. So, Regina, where does Library Lines come from, the title?
You're quizzing me now, Jerry?
I'm quizzing you. This is the first quiz on the podcast.
I am told it was I don't even know what it was.
It was like a radio show.
This is before my time.
Yeah, before my time too, which you will all find out. So
I know when we were searching for a name, we had a lot of names listed, and someone came forward and told us about this previous radio show that I don't know how many years ago it was. I never heard about it, and we figured let's go with that. It has some history to it, and I think it has a nice ring to it also.
Exactly. It's nice to have a lineage for mm-hmm. this podcast, I mm-hmm. think. My name is Jerry Galante, as I said earlier. I've worked in libraries since about 1998. I've been at Sussex County since last November. So I haven't actually been here that long. I have worked in local libraries as a page and as a library aide. I worked at a university. I worked at a public library system. I worked at a library vendor. So I've had a lot of different experiences in the library world. I'm originally from New York, so a lot of my experience comes from that area. Regina, where did you get your start?
Well, I started as a library page in high school, way back when. And when I graduated from college, I worked in a law library for 5 years. And it was during that time that I got my degree in library science. So after that, I then pursued a degree certification in education, because I always thought I'd want to teach. That lasted about 3 years. And then I decided, let's go back to library world. So I went back full-time, again, just like you, 1998 is when I started my full-time public library work, and I've been in it ever since. I've been here at Sussex County Library at the Louise Childs Branch since 2012, so almost 8 years, coming this November.
Yeah, we have sort of a remarkably similar path, which mm-hmm. is strange, because we're both pages way back when. I am the branch manager at the Dorothy Henry Library in Vernon, and as Regina said, she's Louise Childs. So we're both branch managers, and Jess, who is our producer, is the branch manager at the Franklin Library. Jess, say hello. Perfect, Jess. Thanks a lot. Yeah, so I guess we can get into the show. We're going to talk about some news. We have what are you reading or watching right now. We're going to talk a little bit about coronavirus and some of the things that we've missed during this pandemic. So stay tuned.
As many of you know, the library has been on shutdown for the past 13 weeks, but we've been busy here at the library making sure the library is clean, we're doing a lot of weeding, and also getting together a reopening plan so that we're all set when we get the green light to open our doors. We want to thank all of our patrons for being so patient. We've been getting phone calls asking when we are reopening, what to do with their books that they have, and all we can say is please just hold on to them. You will be getting a notification soon as to when returns will be allowed.
To shed some light on the plan, which you had mentioned, mm-hmm. I am actually co-chairing the reopening task force, so I have a little more knowledge about this, I guess. Basically, what we're going to have is a phased approach to reopening. So there's going to be book drops opened at a certain point, followed by not exactly curbside pickup, but a lobby pickup for materials that are currently on hold. And then we're going to be phasing in a certain amount of people in the building at a certain point. So we're going to do it as easily as we can without risking anyone's health, whether that be staff or patrons. So as Regina said, hold on to your stuff for now, and you'll get the go-ahead as soon as we do.
And Jerry, we're just waiting for a date to reopen from the governor, correct?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Right now we're sort of waiting on the governor to give us some sort of information, because we are in the phase two part of the reopening plan that the governor has come up with, but we're not exactly sure when during phase two we will be allowed to reopen. So that's where we are right now. We're currently in a holding pattern, but the staff, as Regina said, is working very hard behind the scenes. As she said, weeding, shifting, making sure the buildings are clean for our patrons.
And also decorating. A lot of decorating going on. We are planning on some form of a summer reading club?
Yes, it's going to be virtual this year, and we're going to be having people into the building at a certain point this summer, so having decorations up and making it look really nice is, we think, pretty welcoming for people.
Absolutely.
So speaking of coronavirus and all the things that we're doing, there's also things that we've been missing as people, I think, during the shutdown. It's been tough, but I don't know if it's been as tough as I thought it would be, given that at least I'm home with my wife, so it's not like I'm completely alone when I'm at home. And I also have my three cats, which also is great, and they're very happy that we're home. So I'm just going to mention a couple things that I'm definitely missing. Number one, which I know Regina and Jess can attest to, is a haircut. My hair is just out of control right now. I really need a haircut. I don't do well with longer hair. Yeah,
Jerry, I think I have some good news for you.
Yeah.
I think salons and barbershops are opening up on the 22nd. Am I correct?
Yeah, I believe that is correct. So
you have your appointment?
I don't have my appointment yet, but my wife did ask if she could cut it in the backyard, and I said I think I can wait the couple weeks. So I'm gonna hold out and just wait and get that cut at a professional level. Because I do have a buzzer with a guide on it, but I don't know how much I'm willing to take a chance on that. So what's something that you're missing right now? I can go back to my list after.
Well, I can add a haircut too. My hair is getting longer and longer. It's just growing way down my back. I did put in for an appointment 2 weeks ago when they reached out to me via email, and I haven't heard back from them. So I think they're going to be filling it all the people who had reservations and appointments before that. Unfortunately, I was not one of them. So it is coming. So we have that to look forward to.
Yes. Also, something that I'm going to put slightly below haircut is family and friends. I'm just kidding. I do miss my family and friends, though. Getting to see people is really nice. You know, not being able to just make plans on a weekend has been sort of hurting. I've been doing a lot of stuff around my house, yard work and painting and just sort of filling my time. But at the same time, being able to have some semblance of a social life would be nice to go back to.
Absolutely. And to add to that, I really miss going to my favorite diner and ordering hot pancakes and hot coffee and having someone serve it to me. I'm really looking forward to that.
That does sound good. We've been doing a decent amount of takeout just to try to support the people in our town, because those are really the only things right now that can be open. Mm-hmm. So we've been trying to do that. I mean, don't get me wrong, we are cooking a lot, but trying to get takeout occasionally is nice. But it's just not the same. I mean, sitting in a restaurant is different.
It's not the same, and I'm finding I am eating the same thing over and over again. I have like 3 items, and I'm ready for some variety. I think we're all ready for it.
Yeah, definitely. Something else that I think we can commiserate on is baseball. Missing
baseball.
Absolutely.
Baseball.
Yeah. We spoke about it before the recording, but we are mortal enemies. I'm a Yankees fan. And Regina is a Mets fan, but that's not going to get in the way of this podcast. I think we can still be civil enough on air.
At this point, Jerry, I will watch any baseball available. I've been watching some older games that they have been broadcasting on TV and enjoying them immensely, including the Game 6 of the 1986 World Series, Mets versus Red Sox. That was a lot of fun.
Is that the ball through his legs game?
That's the infamous game, yes.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. I was pretty young at that point, so I wasn't able to watch that live. But yes, I do know the Mets history as well. So, and anything that hurts the Red Sox, I'm good with. So I know that they've also been doing these like video game style games on TV. I think on YES they've been doing that, where they're like pitting teams, like they're doing the schedule. Mm. But they're having it through the video game. I think it's like MLB The Show. I have not watched this. One of my friends has watched it and said it's interesting. But I don't know if I can really get into
that. They've done that with some other sports also. I have not checked that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else that you're missing right now?
I'm really missing my New York City visits. Usually the springtime, I love going into the city and just walking around or visiting some museums or restaurants, doing whatever I like. It's something that I miss tremendously. And who knows when that will be available.
True. Yeah, the city got it bad, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I have family in the area, so I know that they've been struggling with it. So it'll be definitely be nice to get some sense of normal back at some point soon.
I believe so. Even though the library doors have been closed for the past 13 weeks, the library is still open. If you have a library card, there's a lot to access online. And many of our programs have now gone to the Zoom format. and they're all listed on our calendar. So if we take a look at the calendar now, you'll see that in our children's department, they're doing a lot of programming. Story time is being done on a regular basis, and also craft programs. There's one coming up on iris paper folding, and there's also a series of paint and sippy cup with Miss Janice. All these are on our calendar. Please check them out, and you can register right on the calendar. Also for adults, programs have been going on, again, via Zoom. We have a Van Gogh Color and Passion program, and also one coming up next month on Norman Rockwell. Also, later on, we have a French for Beginners program that is starting up, and a Hypnotherapy for Stress Reduction. These are just a highlight of some of the programs that we're offering while we're closed. Please check them out and register online.
Those last two that you mentioned, are those continuous, we think?
I believe the French for Beginners and the Hypnotherapy, I saw more than one program. So
okay.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
I know, just speaking personally, I have two programs coming up next month. One about pollinators and their importance, so I guess bees and butterflies and things like that. And the other one is about the bobcat in New Jersey. And they're both offered from Conserve Wildlife New Jersey, and they're both on Zoom also. So definitely check those out, register for them. I'm pretty excited about getting those to the public. Speaking of things other than programs, as Regina said, the library continues to be open virtually. So definitely go to our website and check out the Cloud Library offerings. Those are all ebooks and e-audio titles. We also have RB Digital, which is the magazines that are digital, which the selection just got a lot bigger, which is nice. A lot of offerings on there because that's where a lot of this is going. A lot of people prefer the digital version of the magazines now. We are also offering access to Ancestry.com. I believe they just extended that for us. So if you don't have an account with them, you can still get it. I know I have a lot of patrons talk to me about how great that service is. And something that we just started offering is called Hoopla, which is through Midwest Tape, and it's really, really cool. There's a lot of offerings on there in terms of ebooks, e-audio, movies, TV shows, and it's not like you have to wait to take any of these things out. They're always available. You do have a certain limit on how many you could take out per month, but there is a lot of stuff available that, especially if you're doing a book club with friends, you can all take out the book. It's not like there's only two copies of the book available. So definitely check that out. I know Regina is pretty excited about Hoopla.
Very excited. I do run a book discussion group, and it's going to be a great feature that people can check out the ebook or e-audiobook simultaneously and not have to wait these long holds. Also, Hoopla also has music.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was searching some old classic albums, and I was shocked, really, as to what I found. Very happily surprised, I should say.
I was surprised by the amount of British TV show content they have on there. There's a lot of stuff that I've heard about that I can't get elsewhere, and it's all available on there, which is great. So definitely check out Hoopla. If you have a library card, very easy to sign up. Check out from the website. We have it linked under, I believe it's Access Your Library. So check it out on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're definitely still open, despite the fact that the doors are closed. So make sure you check out our virtual offerings. Each episode, I think, we're going to mention something that we're either reading or watching currently. Try to get you guys interested in seeing what we're interested in. So the book that I'm reading currently is called Heaven and Hell by Bart Ehrman. It's a nonfiction title, which will probably be a running theme for me. I read a lot of nonfiction. It's about how views of the afterlife have changed over the course of human history. It basically starts with Greek times, and it sort of gets into, you know, more and more current, but it sort of shows the development of the ideas of heaven and hell over time and how that hasn't always been a thing, despite how much we think of it as being just sort of a common belief. So it's a pretty interesting book. I would definitely recommend it. He's a good writer. So Regina, what are you currently looking at?
Well, one good thing about the shutdown is that I've been able to read more books than I usually do.
Absolutely.
Which I've been enjoying very much so. One stands out in particular to me. I think I've read maybe 8 books since the shutdown. And,
brag.
Well, some were very quick reads. Very quick reads. Not a whole lot of brain power being used. But there was one that stood out. It's called Greenwood by Michael Christie. He's the author. He also wrote a book called If I Fall, If I Die, which I have not read. This is the first book I've read by him. And he's a Canadian author. And it's a great generational saga, a bit dystopian at times. and it tracks this family from the near future, and it goes backwards, and then once you hit the middle, it starts going forward again. So the first person you meet in the novel is the last person that you see in the novel. That's where it ends. I just thought it was very clever, and I highly recommend it. And the library does own it. So when we're ready to reopen, you can check out the hard copy of the book. Greenwood is available on the Cloud Library, both in the ebook and the e-audiobook format.
Cool. So that's good. So if you're interested, I think Regina sold it. So, you know, if you're interested in it, check it out. I'm definitely interested in it. I had ordered it for my library, so I would like to read it after everybody else gets through it, I guess. I'm not going to jump lines. So so I think that's probably going to do it for this episode. We actually have an email, so if you guys would like to contact us with any questions, it's librarylines@sussexcountylibrary.org. So feel free to email us any questions or concerns or comments that you might have for us, topics you might want us to talk about, or, you know, just general questions about what the library might be offering. We might be able to help you out with that too. So I'm Jerry Galante.
And I'm Regina Bone.
And we thank you for listening to Library Lines. Stay tuned. We plan to do this roughly monthly. We will talk to you later. Bye.
So long.